4 decades of Donegal life, one frame at a time on Culture File today, Declan Doherty created his massive archive of everyday life in Donegal in his career as a photographer with local paper The Venerable Donegal News, where he turned up for work in 1979 and only retired last year. As part of this year's Errigal Arts Festival, the County Museum is showing a sampling of Doherty's album of Donegal life. Culture File's Vanessa Noonan went to see the show with the man behind the shutter, Declan Doherty.
That is the Donegal News, Jerry Peeps.
My name is Declan Doherty, former Donegal News photographer. Sometime before I finished up, there was a few of us in the office and we sat and we started to count how many publications of digital and traditional newspapers there were in the county, and I think we got up to possibly 13 or maybe 14, which is absolutely huge. And a lot of those are still the traditional type local newspaper that you would see in the newsagents on a Thursday or Friday. The Donegal News first published, I think, about 112 years ago, so it's on the go a long time. And they publish an edition on a Monday and an edition on a Thursday. So there's quite a lot going on, especially given the fact that it's a border county. So you have newspapers there, the Derry Journal and other publications that cross the border fairly well. And people on both sides of the border would have bought, say, like traditionally when I was growing up in Letterkenny, my dad would have bought the Donegal News, but he would have traditionally bought that paper for the Letterkenny and Donegal News, and he would have bought the Derry Journal as well to find out what was going on in Derry. Oh, the local newspapers here cover absolutely everything, especially now. Everything that moves in the county is literally covered, and things that don't move. They cover all the local news. They cover breaking news stories. Sometimes the story is a wee bit more tragic than the other. They cover a lot of human interest features. You do first days at school. There would be communion photographs, confirmation photographs, fairs, and Irish dancers. And you name it. It's all in there at one time or another.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So a lot of these stories as well, like this, we would have covered over the years. This is a primary school, but this particular story, we were invited to the school because they were using this bathroom as basically as a classroom, because they needed more space. They had more pupils. They needed more room. They were campaigning to get an extension built, but while the process of the extension was going through, the application process was going through, they were actively using this bathroom area here as basically a classroom.
So I guess, yeah, like, in writing about it would have helped or been part of that.
Well, they wanted that highlighted in the newspaper, and then that would give the local politicians then a wee bit more impetus then to bring that case to Dublin to lobby the TDs and maybe the Minister for Education and stuff, you know. So thankfully that was all sorted out eventually, and it's a great school, you know, it's a great school.
I started in 1979, and so I was there for just over 40 years. Well, I was only 18 at the time. One of the requirements, I suppose, even from very early days in the job, was that you could drive and that you had a car. So I was lucky that I did have. So, like, I was setting off from Letterkenny in the car, heading for maybe places that I'd never actually been before. You know, way west of the county, Guidoor, Burtonport, Donegal Town, way up around then Columbkill and north of the county. But we tried to plan it in such a way that maybe a reporter would go out with me and we would pick up on a specific story possibly, but we'd pick up maybe three or four different stories.
Know what the stories were.
Sometimes we would, and then sometimes we'd pick a day during the week where, let's say, maybe a Thursday or Friday when it was a bit quieter, and we'd just head off somewhere. And we just start talking to people and trying to find out what was going on.
Yeah. You know?
It was great. It was great fun because there was no, you really weren't in contact with the office. Once you left the office, that was pretty much it, because there was no phones, no mobiles. If you wanted to ring back to the office to say where you were or what time you'd be back at, you had to go and look for a phone box or a phone somewhere, you know. So in that sense, it was great because you had a great freedom. You weren't tied. So once you went out to do that, and then, of course, realistically, you had to try and justify your time as well. So you had to sort of talk to people, try and find out what was going on, what was happening in the local areas, and try and make maybe a bit of a news story or a feature or something.
This is so good as well. The postman.
Yeah, that was Seamus Mulligan, a local postman.
Whereabouts is that?
That is between, that's the road between Falkara and Gortahork. It's quite a cycle, even on a good bike, but that looks like a very heavy bicycle.
Which is,
would be 10 or 15 kilometres, maybe?
God, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got his post bags in the front of the bike in a basket.
And a big smile on his face
A big smile on his face as he's coming up the road. I'd say he was a very fit man. So that would have been taken, as we were saying earlier, that would have been taken maybe when I was out maybe doing a job somewhere. And on the way back, I would have noticed him coming towards the car or something. Maybe I would stop him. That's a likely picture that we possibly would have used, because the Donegal News in particular was known for using maybe a more offbeat, quirky shot on the front page. So we probably likely would have used that maybe on the front page that week.
Okay. Now, we didn't really cover much on the islands. It would need to be very, very, very specific for us to go to the island. One of the things that actually we did cover on the islands was the elections. Every time there was a general election, generally speaking, the island voted, the islands voted the day before so that they could bring the ballot boxes back to the mainland on the day of the main election on the mainland. So it was great experience to go out with the ferry, and they brought the ballot box out to the island, say out to Arranmore, Inishbofin as well, I think. And the Garda and the returning officer would accompany the ballot box on that. When I say a ferry, now this could be a very small boat. And then, of course, when the boat would pull in at the pier, the actual voting place would be maybe a kilometre. So the Garda and the returning officer would have one hand on each side of the ballot box and carry it across the beach. And sometimes there was only maybe half a dozen people on particular islands there to actually vote. So the whole thing was done and dusted, and we all headed back in the boat then to the mainland. Fairly quickly. The county's changed enormously since I started working. Things are much better now than they were, let's say, in the early 80s. The 80s were sort of kind of like a dark and difficult sort of decade to live in, because of there seemed to be like constantly in recession. And it was kind of seemed like a very long, dark period, you know. And it was kind of shortly after I started working for the paper as well. So advertising and all that sort of stuff was a little bit depressed, and businesses were having trouble. So everybody was just kind of going from one day to the other, you know. But now when we came back, when we got out of that, and from the 90s and into the 2000s, things started to pick up enormously. You know, it's much better place to live now than it was at the time, you know.
I'd say probably taking pictures of most people in Donegal at this point.
A good few, yeah.
Jacqueline Doherty there, guiding Vanessa Noonan through Life Through the Lens, an exhibition of 40 years of work with the Donegal News, which is at the County Museum in Donegal.